We are learning now the Hey Amar Beis Maseches Megillah. We're starting from Taf of Amud Amar of Asi. The Gemara was quoting our Mishnah, and there was also a similar Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim that says example of a psul was Shekiblu v'shezarku psulim, which means it was a Kabbalah and a Zrika by someone who was Tamei, for example, someone was Pasul. And the Gemara thought that if once you makabala by apostle, so what's the point of saying it was Zerika by apostle? It's already apostle from the Kabbalah. So the Gemara first said that it means or. It's either Kiblu apostle or it was killed by a kosher and it was Zarku, it was spritzed by apostle. But the Gemara then had a raya that we say, Heter Achila Shaninu. So Gemara says, proved it from Zvachim, there has to be Lav Dafka. That's what Morris says right now. Morris says it was Lav Dafka, and really the Iker thing, the main thing is that it was Kabbalah by Apostle, and the Zrika is Lav Dafka. So the Gemara has a kasha on that. Omar of Asi, Imkain, Lomuli Lemisni Tarti. Why is the Tana, why would the Tana in two places say an extra word Zrika? It's Lav Dafka. Twice the Tana wrote this, if it was one time, okay, Lav Dafka. But twice he did a Lav Dafka? That's hard to say. So the Gemara therefore says a different Mahalach, and what it means in our Mishnah. Kiblu psulim zirku psulim. Ela elam de me'ila dafka. In our Mishnah, when it says zirika and kavala, it's dafka. It means dafka. And the case was here that they were makabal by apostle, and it was also zirika by apostle. What's the point? If it's dafka, so once it's kavala by apostle, and then it's no good. What's the point saying Zrika Apostle? We don't want to say, oh, you don't want to bring a right to Heta Achila Shaninu, which means that it's not called Shas Heter till after Zrika. So we want it to be really it's Shas Heter from a Kabbalah of a Kasher. So why did it say Zarku Psulim? What was the point of Zarku Psulim? Because it can mean Oy, and if it means both, it can mean Or, because then it'll be a Raya the Heter Zrika Heter Achila Shaninu. And it can't be both, because what's the point? Once you're a Makabal apostle, what's the point of saying that it was Makabal, that it was Zarek apostle? The apostle Oysa Shirayim. The Chiddush is that the apostle Oysa Shirayim, the Afagav, the Kibal apostle was Zarek, and the apostle was Makabal at the Anime Zrika, and afterwards there was still blood left in the Mahema, but Kibal Kosher was Zarek, and he made his Zrika. Lav Klumhu. That Kabbalah is nothing. It's nothing. And the carbon is considered possible and does not come out of Ela. Even though now a kosher took it from afterwards and did it. My time, what's the reason? The Shirayim. Because whatever's left is Shirayim, it's not royal Zrika. And the Chiddush is that that's only if a apostle does a Zrika. If the apostle just from a Kabbalah, then the next Kabbalah, if something left and a kosher made a Kabbalah, that would be kosher. Because that doesn't make the rest of the behemoth Shirayim and apostle. But if you have a Zurika of apostle, then whatever blood is left in the Mahema, that already is called Shirayim. So that's why our Mishnah says, Kiblu Psulim, Zarku Psulim, to tell us that therefore it's a done deal. You cannot take out Milo because you can't have a Kosher Zurika anymore because the rest of it is called Shirayim. Ask the Gemara, V'habayi minei, V'shlok Shrav Yechron, Pasum Yasa Shirayim, was a Shiloh, there was Shlok Shrav Yechron. That apostle avoda, does he make the rest of the dam shirayim? Bamalei Rechon answered, "Ein lecha dava shiyase shirayim." There's no such thing as apostle making the rest of dam shirayim. Ella chutzes manim chutzem koyme. Only a machshavas pigel b'shas zrika. Hoel muratzin lepegulon. Since a pigel needs a good, a zrika, therefore a zrika has a chashivas of a zrika, and that can make shirayim. But everything else sounds like any other apostle does not make shirayim. So Luchara Heki is saying over here that the Zrika of the apostle of the Tamei makes it Shirayim. We find here that my la Barba apostle, every apostle that's Tamei does not make Shirayim. So how can they make Shirayim? So tomorrow, no, look, a filu apostle, really by apostle, he also makes Shirayim. A apostle always makes Shirayim. So what does it mean? V'ha'in lechaktani. It says ein lecha, master, nothing else. V'ein lechaktani, only nothing else. So the Gemara say, read it. Tachkama. Eloch dava, there's no thing. She'ene meratza b'tzibur, there's no type of psul which does not work for tzibur, voice shirayim and can make shirayim. The only exception to that rule is el chutzvana chutzvakayim. Even though it doesn't work b'tzibur pigel, still it could B, it could still make Shirayim. Aval Tame, the Psul of Tame, which we're talking about now here, Kibble Psulim, Vizirko Psulim was a Tame, the Isa Vitsiba, that is Hechsha Vitsiba, dear Masha Shirayim, that makes Shirayim. Shar Psulim, the Lo Isa Vitsiba, the Masha Shirayim. All the Psulim that are not Kosha Vitsiba, besides the Chutzah Zman and Chutzah Mekayim, all those things, Lo Masha Shirayim, do not make Shirayim. So bottom line is, we had a pshat, we have a pshat to explain our Mishnah. And bottom line, to give a sikum, to summarize, there's really two pshat in our Mishnah when it says that a case where there's not called heter is kibble psulim, zarku psulim. There's two pshat. Either it means it was tamei caught the blood and spritzed the blood. Both. And why do we say the case of spritzing the blood? Because it teaches us that you can't even go back and collect any more blood. That's one pshat in our Mishnah. The pshat in our Mishnah means or. Either Kabbalah of Apostle or Azrika Apostle, all those cases don't have to look on him. That's two pshatim we have in our Mishnah L'maisa. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Toshima. We're still going to be back, still in the sugya of Heter Azrika, or Heter Achila. And the question again is, when does it become mutter from Ila? When, either when you make a shchita, or you make a kabbalah dam, or when you actually zerik the dam v'kashrus, then there's no Ila. That's the three machlokes we had before. Now the Gemara continue trying to bring rise to this. Tashima, a pigol lo'olam mo'olam by pigol. There's me'ila forever by pigol. That's the lashon of the brayso. Pigol lo'olam mo'olam by. There's pigol. There's me'ila by pigol forever. Now what does it mean? Lav lo'izarak. Isn't it talking about that you didn't make Azrika? And it's still it's mashma only because of pigol or be me'ila. If not for pigol. Not for pigle, then it would be not meal anymore. So it's shmami no hetas rika shinu. It's mashma. Even before zrika, once you catch the blood, you collect the blood. Once you have the blood, that already makes it no meal. And only because it's pigle, it's meal and by it. That's the dick. So the Gemara, assumed that it was you didn't make zrika. And what it says la'ila means between pigle by shchita and pigle by kabbalah, it has meila. That's what he thought it means. Zachtamar, no, lo, it's not talking about he didn't do Zrika. You did Zrika. Well, my lo'ilam. And what's pshat in lo'ilam then? Hakamash v'lon, kid Rav Gidl, like Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl, Rav, Zrika's pickle, even a Zrika pickle, ain't it moitzi dem ilav, ain't it maybe dem ilav. It can't be moitzi kachi kachim from ilav, and it can't bring kachi kalim to ilav. So that's the halacha of Zrika's pickle. That's the halacha of Zrika's pickle. That it can't take off the me'ila. That's what comes out. That's how you learn pshat in this brayso. It's a writer of Gidl, at least it comes out if he's a. But it's not a kasha on the man the Yomo holds heta chila shenino.